Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The apostles James and John approached Jesus with a request that he do for them whatever they desired. He asked them what they wanted him to do. They said to him, "Grant us that we may sit, one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory." Mark 10:35-37. The mother of James and John had the same ambition for her sons. Matthew 20:20. When the other disciples heard what James and John asked the Lord, they began to be indignant. Mark 10:41. You can readily discern that there was a spirit of competitiveness among some of the apostles, a spirit that should not arise among workers in the Lord's vineyard. We must all be on the same team. Is that not what Paul had in mind when he asked the Corinthians? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he who plants anything, neither he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. 1 Corinthians 3:4-8. I shall dwell in our brief lesson today on the topic, Gospel Preachers, Not Competitors. Most people who claim to be Christians will readily admit that seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness is the greatest work in the world. Matthew 6:33. We must be united in our commitment to the church of the living God. Paul urged the Ephesians, endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:3. He compared the body of Christ to a human body. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. He asked the Corinthians, and if the whole body were one member, where would the body be? He answers, but now are there many members, but one body. 1 Corinthians 12:12, 19 and 20. Just as the human eye and the human hand are not in competition, so members of the body of Christ, including preachers, are not in competition. The Corinthians had been guilty of giving too much allegiance to certain preachers. They had boasted, I belong to Paul, and I belong to Apollos, and I belong to Cephas, or Peter, and I belong to Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:12. How absolutely foolish and sinful. Paul, Apollos, and Cephas, or Peter, were one. They were working together for the same goal, to spread the borders of the Lord's kingdom. Those preachers should have rejoiced when their fellow soldiers won victories for Christ. The same should be true of every faithful preacher in our day. We should be thankful when we hear of a fellow preacher's being successful in bringing men and women into the church of the living God. God has given each of us different abilities, different opportunities, and different kinds of work. Paul explains that truth in these words, for as we have many members, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us be faithful in doing whatever God has assigned. Romans 12:4-8. Preaching, teaching, exhorting, leading, and showing mercy are all vital works. And we should cooperate to make sure that each of these great responsibilities is done to the glory of God, not to the glory of the ones who perform these tasks. When we are faithful in doing whatever work God has given us to do, we shall receive the reward He has promised the righteous. You do remember that Paul said to the Corinthians, wherefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.